Good morning. In Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. A storm that could dump up to 2 feet of snow is headed to Rhode Island. The National Weather Service has put New England on a blizzard watch starting Friday morning and continuing through Saturday afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Charlie Foley says it will be the worst snowstorm the region has seen in at least 2 years.
There was some hesitation in earlier because there was a lot of disagreement on the models, but as we go forward, you know, and get more model runs, we're more and more confident. Yeah, I think that we're very confident on this scenario.
The scenario is for the snow to start falling Friday morning and continue until Saturday afternoon. Winds will gust up to 60 miles an hour, and Foley says snow accumulations of 1 to 2 feet will not be uncommon. As Rhode Island's servicemen and women return from the front lines, state officials are searching for better ways to make sure they have the jobs, education, and health services they need to integrate back into civilian life. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, a new report out of the state Senate urges the state to do a better job connecting veterans with jobs and services.
The state counts more than 70,000 veterans living in Rhode Island, and unemployment numbers show they have a higher rate of joblessness than their civilian counterparts. A report titled The Road Back Home says the state can do a better job getting veterans work and needed services, and outlines a number of ways to do just that. It includes creating a tax break for businesses where veterans are at least 35% of staff, giving veterans preferential treatment in college enrollment, and finding money to put homeless veterans into housing. Every year, thousands of Rhode Island veterans come in contact with the state's behavioral health care system, and the report calls for boosting behavioral health care for both veterans and their families, and training law enforcement on how to respond to calls involving veterans grappling with mental health issues. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The U.S. Postal Service has announced plans to stop delivering most mail on Saturdays as part of a cost-cutting effort. The National Association of Letter Carriers has denounced the plan, and former letter carrier Ginger Lawton of Cranston says she shares their concern about the effect it will have on people who deliver the mail.
It's good for the postal carriers. In today's world, it's like I said, it used to be a carrier, and you do need that money. It's funny because the guy next door to me is also a mail carrier.
The National Association of Letter Carriers says the Postal Service needs a plan that will allow it to grow and compete in the era of email. In Lincoln, Twin River Casino is hiring even more workers than officials expected as the facility prepares to add casino table games. Twin River executives say they now plan to hire 600 full and part-time workers, an increase of 250 over their initial estimate. They're looking for dealers, accountants, and security personnel to oversee full casino games like poker and blackjack. State voters approved the expansion of the slots parlor in November. Twin River says nearly 85% of the new employees will be Rhode Island residents. And the Scotty Dog will now have someone to chase around Park Place on the Monopoly board. Hasbro, the maker of the iconic board game, has announced it will add a cat to the tokens that represent players in the game. Hasbro officials say the cat beat out competitors like a robot and a diamond ring in voting on the Monopoly Facebook page. The Pawtucket-based Hasbro is scrapping the iron token to bring in the cat.